Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Mayor DeZien Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. In spite of all of the busy stuff going on, and it is busy because this is fair season.
That's right. We're getting ready for the fair. The Miami County Fair starts on July 22nd, Saturday, so it's coming quickly. We've had some pre-fair events that have already happened or are happening this week, and then, we'll kick it all off on Saturday with setup, and we also have our 4-H pet show. We have a fishing skill-a-thon for our 4-H members who are enrolled in the wildlife sports fishing project. We also have a bike derby that night, and of course, one of the highlights of the Miami County Fair, at least for our 4-Hers, is our ambassador program presents Barnyard Olympics, and that is 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 22nd, and anybody can come out and see that because it's a lot of fun. It's just teams of three or four kids. They have different stations. Like sometimes they do a bucket toss. They've done dress a goat before, so they have to like put overalls and a shirt on a goat, which is kind of funny to see. And, you know, just lots of different things like that. They usually have about four or five different stations that they have to go through, and it's a timed event, and the winners do get little prizes. So it's a lot of fun. All in good fun, basically, for that competition, and that is Barnyard Olympics for our fair on Saturday, July 22nd. Then Sunday, we do our 4-H and open class dog obedience showmanship and 4-H rally-o, so that is on Sunday, July 23rd. And then we end that evening with at 4 o'clock begins our 4-H horse show. So if you want to come out and see either our dog show or our horse show, that is on Sunday, July 23rd. And then Monday is really where I'd say we kick into full gear at the Miami County Fair with 4-H because we have a lot of entries coming in Monday night. Our animals are starting to come in, and we're getting ready for the rest of the week and shows and everything. But one of the things I do have to say is I know that, I'm guessing Kathy's probably talked about the pie contest Monday evening that they have for the King Arthur Baking Contest. The other thing I have for 4-H that night is at 7 p.m. we have our public 4-H fashion review. So this is where kids who have basically sewn or purchased an outfit, they model it and kind of show so you can see what they've done. And they're judged on basically presentation, so posture, how well it fits, also cost, and, kind of giving them some of those consumer skills as well. So if you want to see what they've done, they were judged earlier this week, but they will be actually on display next Monday at 7 p.m. in Building 4 at the Miami County Fair. And then we go into Tuesday, which is just a lot of more 4-H exhibits being judged. We also start our shows on Tuesday evening with our sheep and goat show. And then Wednesday is our beef show, dairy cattle, dairy goat show. They do the bucket calves, which we always have quite a few open class bucket calves as well. So the bucket calf show is one of my favorites to watch because it's so funny watching those kids with those little calves and how excited they get. And then we just keep going. Thursday will be our swine show. And then we have 4-H and open dog agility. So if you're looking for another place to show your open class dog, or you can come over here. That's at 3 p.m. We start entry at 3 p.m. The show starts at 4 on Thursday, July 27th. And then Friday, July 28th, is our round robin livestock judging contest, starting at 9:30, registration at 9 for livestock judging contest. And then we end that day with our 4-H project sale, which is at 4 p.m., and then our livestock auction, which is at 6 p.m. And just to kind of give you an idea of what we do for our 4-H, really both of those, because they're kind of the same. The 4-H project sale is like photos, artwork, woodworking, different exhibits that they have at the Miami County Fair. But 4-Hers who aren't involved in the livestock and maybe don't have animals that they can sell those projects and they get a premium. And then the buyer gets to take home the project as well. So it's kind of a neat idea. So if you're, if you're a small business or a business around here and like to come out and see what the 4-H project sale or even just a family, you can come out and see what our 4-H project sale is all about. It starts at 4 p.m. in building number 5. Which is our show arena, livestock show arena. And then they have a buyer's dinner. And then at 6 p.m., like I said, we do the livestock auction, which is where we actually bring in the beef, sheep, swine, goat, market goat, meat goat, and then also we do sometimes have rabbits or poultry that sell as well in that. So it's a good time, a great way to help support our 4-H'ers and help them know that their projects are worthwhile and give them a little bit of financial support, because it takes a lot to raise animals or even make, you know, different things. There's expenses to all our 4-H projects. So anyway, that's our Miami County Fair, kind of from our 4-H side. I didn't really talk about all the other events, but, you know, you can always find those out. There's lots of information on our website and our Miami County Fair website as well. So you can find out more information about, you know, the rodeo, mutton busting, all those fun events that we have as well.
And is the fair book available on that site as well?
It is. It's available on both. It's available on our magazine, .ksu.edu website under fairs and under Miami County Fair. I think it's out on the miamicountyfair.com.
Man, I knew you were busy, but that is a schedule that is stuffed to the rafters.
Yeah, that it is. It's a lot of fun, and I enjoy seeing the kids and all their hard work throughout the year, and this is kind of the culmination of that. But, you know, it is a lot of work on our end, I will be honest. There's a lot of prep going into it and a little stress this week, trying to make sure everything's ready and ready.
Just a little bit, yeah. So you out there listening, a lot of work goes into this. Come out there and show them all that it's definitely worthwhile. All right. Well, Carla, thank you very much for the information. And, well, especially as long as I don't have sword fighter practice, I want to get over there and see the sheep show. Maybe talk to somebody about, are you selling fleece by any chance? Okay. Like I said, thank you very much. And we will catch up with you again. Happy Fair Week.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.